Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true and living God, our Father, Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and Holy Spirit God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And yes, his precious, beautiful Son, our Savior, Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor, Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly declared and unapologetically promoted as the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. Listen, he is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope, beloved, and light in this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Praise the Lord again and again. Can't praise him enough. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and have ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, it will light, ignite, and then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter how you may feel about it inside, because we walk by faith, beloved, not by emotion and not by sight. God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For our spiritual uplift, we will be embracing from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, where we hear the instructions from the new leader of the children of Israel, the man Joshua, who had been wandering in the desert for 40 years. Lord have mercy, that's a long time. Now, they are on the precipice of entering the promised land, but they must be prepared to give their very best and greatest effort, even unto death. I pray that we realize the sincerity of our heart calling in God to be prepared to fight the good fight of faith as well. Amen. We're going to be talking about we will do, because that's what the children of God told Joshua when he gave them that commandment to move forward and be ready to fight for our God. I'm praying that we will do also. My special guest is here. She's back with her fire, sanctified, loving Jesus self, motivational, empowerment speaker, author, entrepreneur, and zealous trailblazer. Woman of God, Joy Kiwana Adams, is back to set this house on fire one more time. And then later on in the broadcast, I will be shining my shine artist spotlight. My homie from Detroit, gospel artist, man of God, Darius Twyman, is going to be here, and he's going to be blessing us as well. So listen, you want to go ahead and call your family members and friends and tell them, let them know Brother Ron is back on the air to honor God, lift him up high, high, and higher. And then we're going to bless you every which way we can. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the room, for being in our lives, for being in our hearts and overseeing the work and ministry that you gave us to do. We thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Thank you, Lord. Have your way.
Only you can see me through.
Mama couldn't do it, no ma'am. Grandpapa and Nana gave it their best efforts. But Lord, we put our faith and trust and confidence in you. We know that you're going to empower our people, Mama, Daddy, Nana, Papa. But Lord, you are the first person that we look for the breakthrough. Thank you, woman of God, Dr. Kiki Michelle Singletary. That is an awesome woman of God, man. She is doing so many beautiful things. And as you can see, she is putting beautiful, encouraging, and inspiring gospel music out there for us to keep on keeping on. Your breakthrough is on the way. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about so many things, but we want you to get your breakthrough. My special guest, woman of God, y'all need to understand, she ain't playing with it. Motivational empowerment speaker, author, entrepreneur, and zealous trailblazer, woman of God, Joyce Kiwana Adams, is back to set this place on fire. So without any further ado, welcome my special guest, woman of God. I almost want to call her Dr. Joyce Kiwana Adams, too, just bringing that doctor spirit in the house. Come on in the room, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Welcome, woman of God. Appreciate you being on Fire the Gospel Experience.
Blessings, 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 man of God. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Don't y'all let her smooth intro fool y'all. She's just trying to let y'all just prepare because she's coming in real smooth and real soft, but I promise you by the time we get into this godly conversation, she is going to have her fire turned all the way up. Woman of God, you're not new to this broadcast, but there may be some individuals here. Yeah, I did that. There may be some individuals here that have not had the pleasure of getting to meet you. So before we get started, why don't you introduce yourself to my audience that have not had the pleasure of knowing Woman of God, Joyce Kiwana Adams?
Well, as he mentioned, I am Joyce K. Adams, and I am a motivated speaker. I'm an author. I am the founder of Joy Uniqueness Empowerment Industries. Oops, I missed the uniqueness. Can't miss that part. Forgive me, Lord.
Can't
so it's Joy Uniqueness Empowerment Industries, and Joy actually means Jesus over you. So it's just an amazing ministry to help women, children, and men to unleash into their true uniqueness, to get to the root of the issues that they've been going through all their life, and just to love on people, you know, just to get people unstuck and to move forward into their true identity. And, you know, mm-hmm. how the ones who are always being overlooked, so it's time for them to
yes.
be looked at. And so that's that place where they can truly come in and be welcome. No matter what you're going through, no matter what addiction you're facing, this is the place
come
where
on.
You can come in, and we welcome you all. And there's no looking to the left or looking to the right, because many of us have been through many addictions.
You better say that, because I promise you, God had to come get
yeah.
us, didn't he? Didn't he have to come get us?
Exactly.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been thankful and
yes,
praising you ever since that day. Matter of fact, we can now reflect back on days when we didn't know to praise and thank and be grateful to God. We give him praise that we owe him, not just for what he's doing now, but for when we didn't even realize God was still covering us, when we were not in our best, and he will still continue to bless us in the future. So we have so much to be thankful for. I was going to ask you, woman of God, but I think you kind of hit on it a little bit, about that word uniqueness. Now, look, we've been knowing each other for a little bit now, and that word uniqueness has a very prominent, special meaning to you. And if you'd like to share with us however that hits you, we're ready to receive it.
So the word uniqueness hit me because I have been that one, excuse me, I was that one who didn't know who I was, right? I was always trying to figure out who was I. And I knew I was someone special, but I used to always try to be like somebody else. And it came to a
Uh-oh.
Place where God had to pull me to the side, and he says, no, you are unique. If you are that
Ooh.
One, if you want to wear that mismatch shoe, that's what makes you unique.
Oh, Lord.
Because that's how I designed you. I had to use that little basic example for people, because they think unique have to be something big and something different. No, it could be the little smallest
okay.
things. And so I used to wear mismatch earrings. That's what made me unique. The way that I talk, that's what makes me unique. I thought I had to talk like everybody else. I thought my words had to come out and sound so professional like everybody else, right? And so, but God says, no, I made you unique because your voice is designed to hit the ones that I have assigned
yeah.
to you. So when we try to change the way that we are and alter the way that God made us, that uniqueness, we lose it, and we're not connecting to the people that God has us assigned to.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because I know some of your story and how much of an overcomer that you truly are, not just in words, not just in presentation, but in sanctified for realness. See, that's a word to stick with me, realness. Uniqueness and realness, they running together. They got to be first cousins, if not siblings, because keeping it real, woman of God, is what this Christian life is all about. And I thank God for this platform, because we get an opportunity to go beyond the church walls and tell people we're not perfect. Perfection is our goal, but we have struggles just like everybody do. But see, the thing that we have come to realize and acknowledge just openly is that we have a God that overcomes through us. We have no power on our own. So on the note of coming behind that word uniqueness, let's talk about keeping it real. Come on.
Keeping it real, right? So let me say this. So there was a point in time where I did not keep it real. Like I said, I wasn't keeping it real because I was trying to be somebody else. And so now that I done found out who I am in God, it was a process of getting here. And it took a long time. Here I am, I'm age 47, and it literally took me maybe 30 plus years to get to this place where I'm at today because of, number one, TV, peer pressure, just the world's view of how they want you to be. But when you come into the place of the kingdom world, to where you understand you have to live like God and you have to be real one with yourself, stop looking at to the left and stop looking at to the right, worrying about what other people are going to say. Because at the end of the day, when you go to bed at night, are you really comfortable in your own skin? No, you're not. If you'd be sitting here lying and saying that you really are, when you know you're not living the way that you're supposed to live, right? Because you're still putting on this makeup, right? You're doing things that you know you don't want to do that is not comfortable with yourself. And so when it comes to being real, you're able to lay down and go to bed at night and be comfortable. And so it's so funny that you said that, because I had to admit to some things that I was struggling with. And I had to come to the fact to say, I am now made whole in God. My faith has made me whole, right? My faith has made me whole, because I was walking around and I was struggling because I didn't want to be real with myself. I didn't want to call the addiction what it was. I wanted to sugarcoat that thing. And so it was like, no, I don't want to call the drinking an addiction. Oh, I don't want to call my overeating an addiction. I don't want to call out my low self-esteem. I don't want to say I'm insecure. I don't want to say those things, because that's not me, because people look at me as an influencer. They see me as an encourager. I can't tell these people that I'm broken, right? And so God said, you're going to keep on going around this wilderness until you real with yourself, right?
There you go.
Because some people, they see behind that mask. They not going to call you out, which some people should, especially when they're in leadership. They don't have to call you out in front of the people, but they need to pull you to the side and say, come here, I see what you're going through.
Let me help you.
Go ahead, man of God.
No, I was saying, let me help you because I love you. I'm going to pull you to the side because I love you. Because a lot of times when people start pulling us to the side, we automatically throw up that defensive wall. Let somebody love you. Take a chance. God is putting people in our lives so that we can have a choice. Y'all know how we go to Golden Corral. Man, we got choices all over the place. But we have to be discerning. That's all I wanted to say, woman of God. Allow people to come to you. Don't be so quick to push people back, because these are the very people that God is putting in our lives to help us to find ourselves so that we can grow. Go ahead, woman of God. I just had to get my 2 cents in there.
Oh, man. We got to come to the place where you can accept correction, right? Don't think that people are beating you up. We got to come to this place of correction. You can't look at that person and be like, oh, you don't know me, but the Spirit of the Lord knows who you are.
Come on.
So when you begin to look at, don't look at that person because they don't look like you and they don't talk like you. What they say, God used the ass in the Bible. So why he can't use that person who don't look like you? Right, because they don't have a high standard like you, because they not well known like you. Don't turn your face to the one that God is sending to correct you. Right, they come to correct you in love, because God, he's gonna sit some people down because you don't want to receive the correction. And the people who God is sending, he's coming to send them with the correction, like I said, in love. God is going to use those people to season their words with the grace. It's like, no, this is not the work of the Lord. So the people, they better wake up quickly. They better wake up quickly, because God is sending people to certain churches just so they can be, they observing these things. They are the gate watchers, and they coming back to God and say, Lord, something isn't right. I need you to show me and teach me what it is that I need to say to these people, because something isn't right. God ain't pleased. He is not pleased. He is dead in my side. He is not pleased. Dead in my feet. He is not pleased. I'm trying to hold back, my Lord.
Yeah.
My God.
I know. I tried to tell my listeners. I said, don't let her smooth taste fool y'all, because she just coming in easy, because you know how when one of them jets is taking off, they start off slow, but then when they hit that runway, they ready to fly. So I already knew it was coming. Woman of God, listen, I what's in my spirit? We talked a little bit about this before we went live, is the church. What a lot of people fail to realize, and I'm talking about people that don't even go to church as well as people that go to church every Sunday. A lot of people have not made the distinction, thank you, Holy Spirit, God, between the church and the body of Christ. Come on. Let's talk about the difference because people not understanding the church, the building, the people that go to church, and those that are in the body of Christ. They trying to, some people don't even understand the distinction at all. In some people's mind, it's just all lumped up together. It's them church folks. And you got people that are sitting in church that'll be criticizing the church. But look, we are who we are. The people that come to know Jesus Christ come in need. It's recorded in the Holy Word that God healed people with physical ailments. But our biggest ailment was not physically. Our biggest ailment is emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So on the outside, we can dress up real good, and you know this. And we come to church, and we know the protocol, we know the language, we know the boundaries, and a lot of people have not yet fully come to know who God is. And I'm not saying this as judgmental, as though I've reached a place where I arrived and I'm above everyone else. What I'm saying is that I have been one of those persons of struggle, low self-esteem, and God had to pick me up. And what I'm saying is that as God has shown me where I was, I would like to share with others every time I have this opportunity on this broadcast so that you too can find who you are, your place in God, and then be lifted up. Woman of God, let's talk about the church. Let's talk about the body of Christ and maybe the differences so that the listeners can be empowered with that knowledge.
So the way that for me, right, because I have been that one that's inside and outside of the church. And when I always hear people talk about the church people, always had a problem with that because the church, what is church people? Because everybody to me have always been the same. Church, the people that come in that church, they got issues just like I have issues. So
that's
that
right.
Church is the building. You don't look at everybody the same. You got to look at the people by their fruit, right? And so those same people that you have the church hurt by, look at their fruit. Those are the ones that's hurt. Those are the ones that are broken. Those are the ones that have issues that they have not been dealing with. So they got spirits that is within them. So what do they do? They just, the only thing they doing, they planting bad fruit, right?
Yeah.
So we got to come to a place, what is their relationship with God? What is their relationship with God? And that's why I said, look at their fruit. Is their fruit love, patience, kindness, meekness? What is their fruit? Or is their fruit gossiping? Is their fruit lying?
Yeah.
What is
Come
their
on.
Fruit?
Come on.
So we have to, I can't express this enough. Look at the fruit. And so when you go into this church building, that's what you're going into. You're going into a building, and you're dealing with people, not church people. You're dealing with people who say they are of God. But look at the fruit. So we got to begin to define that and change the words that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no such thing
as
church hurt. It's a person hurt. It's a person hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to say this again. Whomever you're dealing with, look at their fruit. What are they producing? Because I know I have produced some bad fruit in my time. And I'm really just understanding how so important it is for me to produce good fruit. I don't care where I am. I don't care who it is. I have to be an example of good fruit. I don't care if somebody is cussing me out. I'm going to still produce good fruit. I'm going to let them know, no, you're not going to speak to me this way. There has to be a level of respect, but I don't have to sit, stand there and listen to this person talk to me this way. I know how to turn around.
That's right.
I don't have to stand there and listen to that. I know how to turn around and turn the other cheek.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's the choices that we have to make in today, in this time, in this season. It's all about the choices. So I have been that one to where, yes, I have produced that bad fruit. I'm going to sit there and go back and forth with you. Oh, I'm going to sit there on the customer service line because something didn't go my way. Oh, red flag, what's going on with me? What happened to me as a little girl to where everything I thought was supposed to go my way because mommy and daddy didn't give me something that I wanted. There was some love that I didn't get, so everybody owes me something. This thing is so deep. This thing is so deep. My Lord.
It is.
You done opened up something.
that's what I do. Also, too, talking about folks in the church that are primarily just going through the motions. We're not being judgmental. We're not throwing stones and trying to hide our hands. We are saying in a more affectionate way the truth, because like you said, this phrase that's going around, church hurt, church hurt, church hurt. People step on your shoes at the club and you be right there the next weekend. People will try to set you up on your job and you still go and get that paycheck. So all
that
I
part.
See and hear is they used to always criticize the pastor. He don't need that big car and all them suits. He need to be giving that money away. Well, wait a minute. Why the man of God that's laboring for God can't be blessed and have good things? Why, when he gets something good, we want to find and make up excuses to criticize him? Because all it really is you using these attacks on pastors, preachers, ministers, church folks, and the church as a whole, and even the Holy Bible, to just make excuses to sit where you are. And I'm saying this in love, because it's not enough just for Ron E. Jefferson to be saved. It's just not enough for me to know this blessed spiritual state that I'm living in, regardless of the pains that I went through in the past, because I felt abandoned by the people that were supposed to love me, never knew my father. He walked out on me as an infant child. That left a void in me that it took me years to be able to grow through. But what I learned from that is that led me to pursue what genuine, true manhood is, because a real man is not going to leave his child. I don't even care if you don't have nothing to do with the woman that you created this child with. A real man is going to want to take responsibility for what's his. And so all we're saying for you is we take responsibility for what's said about our God, his word, church folks, because we are all, you have to understand, in need of some need for improvement. So along with those people that may not have yet really connected with church but still go to church and just really, just like the saying goes, faking it till you're making it, there's also people that are new in Christ and still have some ways that God is still trying to process more Christ-likeness in them. So we have an amalgamation, if you will, of people that come to church where we come from different pathways, woman of God, and this is what the church is. So we take the criticism, but we keep moving forward because we know who we are. Just like when Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say I am? It didn't change who he was because he knew. So, woman of God, it is so important, and you already said it. You came to the understanding of realizing who you were, but that was a process.
Yeah, it was a process. And even as you were speaking, only thing I'm hearing in the Holy Spirit is there are some things that need to be unlearned and relearned, right, especially when coming to the church, because the church is a hospital. So you have to accept everybody that's coming into that church,
right?
Even if they're coming in there intoxicated, you still embrace them in love, because that church is the hospital, the mentally, the ones who are smoking. A lot of times we want to turn their heads to them like you don't have a sin. So that's where the problem is, too, because a lot of people thinking that they're better than them, and you can see it on their faces. You're not embracing these people with love. And, you know, this thing just hit me just now, because
it's not right. The church is a hospital, and then you had said that saying of fake it till you make it. God told me that not too long ago. He said there's nothing fake about me, so there's no longer should we be faking anything. When it comes to him, there's nothing that we need to fake. When we come to him, everything is the real to the realness, right? So we have to come to him. And even when I was drinking, I went to him even as I'm intoxicated. God, I need you to help me, Lord, because I knew I needed some help, right? So it doesn't matter. Mm. So it was a pastor that I would go to, and I would tell him, I'm like, listen, I need some help. He didn't turn his back on me. He was one. Amen. He was one that was there for me. He said, let me get you some help. So he didn't turn his back on me. But you do got some pastors who look up and they put their nose up towards people. And so we got to come up. We got to stop this stuff. You got to stop this. These people are crying for help. Why aren't we going on to these corners to help people? Yeah, I know it's COVID-19 and all this stuff. You ain't got to be all up in their faces. But I'm at this place now. I'm asking God, send me and I will go. Prepare me, God. Prepare my words. Right. What do you want me to do? Because I can't sit in a house no more.
That's right.
You got people out here on these streets. God, what is it? What do you want me to do? What can I build? Where can I build?
That's what.
How can I get these people some training in these jobs? What can I do?
That's what I'm talking about.
My Lord.
That's what I'm talking about. And you said something so crucial, and we're going to highlight that, and we're going to hit on it, because we just wanted to set the table just a little bit so that we can kind of clear the air a little bit about all this propaganda that's spoken against the church and church folks. Look, we turn the other cheek, but then sometimes we just really just want to just level the playing field just a little bit. Whether you hear us or not, sometimes we just need to voice the truth and let it be known. You said that you are willing to go, and that's what we're going to be talking about throughout the broadcast, Joshua 1:16-17. The men of children of Israel answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. We need to have a spirit of going and stop worrying about staying and sitting and relaxing and waiting on God, because we'll say we waiting on God, but the truth is God is waiting on you. You're tuned to Fire Gospel Experience with my special guest, woman of God, Joyce Kiwana Adams, zealous trailblazer, and I guess y'all can see why she's zealous, and yes, she does blaze some trails. Here's man of God, Don Bryant. Lord, we about to go somewhere. And I bet y'all probably want to know, how do we get there? Well, he has the answer. Come on, man of God.
Oh, they tell me of a place where there is no more crying. And they tell me in this place there won't be no more dying. They tell me that the blind will see, and they tell me that the lame will walk. They tell me that the deaf able to hear, Lord, and the dumb will be able to talk. Somebody tell me,
how do I get there?
How do I get there?
Somebody help me,
please.
How do I get there?
Tell me how.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. That was the sound of Memphis, Tennessee's very own Don Bryant talking about a man of God that's been on that battlefield for a long, long time. Want to know, how do I get there? Well, you put your faith, your confidence in God Almighty, and He will direct your path. We are here with Woman of God, Joyce Kiwana Adams, and we're just talking about what we're talking about. That's all. Woman of God, is there anything that's been in your spirit that you've been holding on to for a little bit, or maybe between the time from yesterday until this very moment, that Holy Spirit God has put something in your spirit that needs to be talked about and brought out to this platform?
You know, we pretty much just touched based on what was in my spirit, and it's just pretty much of just being real with the people and just accepting people in this time and this hour. And my main thing is really it's time for us to help one another. And so I'm just going to give you this example that God gave me this week. So I was in my closet and I was looking for a shirt to put on for a live interview that I was doing. And the shirt that He gave me, and it said the word base. And I said, God, why am I putting this T-shirt on? This is my daughter's cheerleading shirt. And so what He gave me was, you know how you have the cheerleaders, right? And they build that pyramid. And you have that one person down at the bottom, not just that one person, but you have the ladies at the bottom, and they are the foundation. So they are at the base of it. So at that base, so that means that we're supposed to be at that base, and we're supposed to be helping other people up. So we are the foundation. So it's time that we take that base position to rise the other people up as we build in this pyramid up, to help the other people to come to that place of their own freedom so that they can become unstuck. You know what I'm saying? And so the acronym that He gave me, He said, I got to get the acronym, but I don't have it in front of me. But it was so powerful at that moment in time because I was like, whoa, Jesus, hold on. It might be in front of me. But the example, you know, it's like because a lot of times, a lot of people, they get unstuck, but they don't want to help anybody else. Or they come to a point where they want to charge people a whole lot of money to help them become free. I get, yes, there's some times where you do have to charge for some things, but there's going to be times where God's going to say no charge. So we got to begin to listen to the Holy Spirit and help other people. Be that base for somebody else. Be that base for somebody else. Be that foundation for somebody else to help them so that they too can be free. Help them. You got to be that base for somebody else.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We are so much better together when we do those things that God called us to do, when we bring our gifts to the room. Yes, 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 you can worship God and praise God at home, but you can't be obedient and worship God and praise God at home because He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And a lot of times, the devil will use people against us. And we need to understand that. That's why God said in His word for us to pray for our enemies. Pray for those that would be against us. Pray for those that would persecute us and scandalize us. And we say that don't make no sense. Don't the Bible say eye for an eye? Okay. When the Bible says eye for an eye and an ear for an ear, it was not talking to us. It was talking to the Old Testament judges so that they would correctly judge offenses and make it appropriate to the crime. See, we'll take certain scriptures, woman of God, and we'll try to make them do what we want them to do, and that's not the way of God. So
that part
right
there.
We pray for those people. Yeah, when we pray for those people that are against us, understand that they have issues that they are overcoming them. And you are just an individual that they are looking to take their frustrations out on. So being the bigger person, Michelle Obama, we're going to take the high road and we're going to pray for them because what did Jesus tell the very people that tortured Him, ridiculed him, and crucified him. He said, Father, forgive them. Why? Because they don't even know what they're doing. Lord, if they knew the kind of friend, the kind of man, the kind of woman that you are, and how God has put you into their lives to be a blessing to them, they would slap their own self upside the head and say, what was I thinking? So we pray and we believe and we trust God. Now, woman of God, before you get back to your trailblazing ways with your zealous self, I know that you have a phenomenal show. I had the pleasure of being your guest. And now God has promoted you to Elevation TV Network. I do my homework, don't I?
Yes, you do. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. My TV program is now called the Joy Kiwana Adams Show, in which, again, joy means Jesus over you. And the subtitle is Unleash Your Uniqueness. And the show is aired Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring awesome men and women to share their testimonies to help other people to see that, guess what, we all been through something, and it's time for us to share the story. So no matter what level you are on, you are able to share to help other people to unleash into their uniqueness. So what to say, we overcome by sharing our testimony. So you have some people who are a little afraid to share their testimonies, but it's like, no, it is time. So I allow people to, you know, allow my platform, not even my platform, God's platform, to be that icebreaker for them, to help them, to let them know, guess what, you got this. You got this. There's no judgment zone over here. I don't care if you say the wrong word. It doesn't matter. You speak the way that God tells you to speak. Not worrying about if I'm saying this right or if I'm saying that right. No, you say what God tells you to say.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And not only that, woman of God, but my resources tell me about an event that is coming up October the 16th and October the 17th, Healing the Child Within, in the area where you are, and you're going to be a participant on that awesome panel of women. Tell us about this wonderful Healing the Child Within event that's coming October the 16th and October the 17th.
Oh, my. That one is in Miami. That is one of my good friends. Her name is Tanjay. She is the founder of Hershey Empowerment. She was a part of domestic violence, and so this is her third annual event. And I actually met her on Clubhouse, and I'm just so honored to be a part of her guest. So we're dealing with that inner wound. So it's not just for women, it's also for men, to where we're coming together to talk about that inner child, so that because the inner child plays a lot of what's going on with today with anybody, right? So there's things I still had to deal with the inner child today. So we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk a little bit about that, because a lot of people don't recognize that child that's within. And so the event is actually changing. So she's gonna switch that up, because it's gonna be one day, which is gonna be on that Saturday, because everything that's going on with COVID-19. So she got the phone call yesterday. So it's actually gonna be just Saturday, October. Okay. I want to say the 16th. So it's gonna be a fun filled day, modeling. It's just going to be amazing. And so I'm going to post everything on my Facebook page, the flyer as she updated. I mean, if you're in the Miami area, or if you just need just a vacation just for that weekend,
what?
I guarantee you, you will be blessed. You will most definitely be blessed.
Amen.
You will be blessed.
Amen.
Most definitely.
That's what I'm talking about. People of God, just having fun. See, the devil will lie and try to make it sound like if you get saved, man, it's going to be so boring. You're going to be falling asleep at church, falling asleep at work, because those church folks just go suck all the life out of you. Stop listening to them lies. We have more fun than anybody do, because we are under the covering and pleasing and the smile of God himself when we do what we do. And then the coming together of other people that have that same spirit of God inside them. Don't you know, the more logs that you throw on the fire, guess what's going to happen to that fire? It's going to get bigger and it's going to get greater, and it's going to have more heat on it. So, woman of God, I think that is amazing. I think all of those events that you are involved in now is just a testament to every good thing that you got going on in your life. And then I heard you mention 47. I'm here as a witness to let you listeners know she's 47 and fine. So I can say that I'm her brother in
Christ.
Glory to God. I can let people know it's all good, because when you got a woman of God that has pure beauty on the inside and then has pure beauty on the outside, that is just how God works. He'll take a person whose lives many people will have considered and will try to label as unusable, unrecyclable, can't do nothing with, and then trash certain.
I think I missed you. What? I missed something.
don't know where I'd be. Sounds of Du Bois Robinson and the group Heaven Sent backing him up, letting y'all know that if it was not for the Lord who was on my side, I know where I'd be. And it wouldn't be in church, man. Like they say in no fellowship group, I could be homeless, I could be incarcerated, and I could be institutionalized out my mind. Or else, the worst thing that can happen to a person is not death, incarceration, homelessness, or being institutionalized up on that ward where they keep you so doped up you can't hold everything that you need to hold. You be slobbing and then, you know, fluids be coming out unannounced and without your permission. I'm trying to tell you the worst thing that could happen is for God to take his hand off of you. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing that you want. God is blessing your life so much so, and we take so much for granted. I heard a preacher say the other day, might have been one of my TV mentor pastors, T.D. Jakes, Darius Daniels. I'm just naming a few folks. Dale C. Viner, but I think it was Bishop Jakes, and he said, we don't even thank God for how we lay down and then our lungs continue to resuscitate themselves and breathe on their own. How our heart continues to pump blood and we don't even know it. Don't you know that you are kept? There are accidents that didn't even happen in your life because you had a thought, oh, let me get my keys. And then you're looking for your phone, not realizing that the time that you were spending looking for your keys in your phone, you avoided that drunk driver, that speeding driver, or that reckless person that was still on the phone and then texting at the same time that would have T-boned you and possibly put you in a wheelchair for life. I'm just saying, we don't take nothing for granted, woman of God. We thank God for what we know, and more importantly, we thank God for the things that we don't know, because there are so many things that's beyond our knowledge that God has kept us from. We have really just decided to say thank God. I'm going to leave you with this one thought and put in your spirit, woman of God, and I hope you spread this everywhere you go. One of the many reasons that God gives us eternity, you want to know what God revealed to me about one of the purposes of eternity?
That I'm sorry, man. So can you repeat that for me?
Uh-huh. That's all right. You was in the spirit. One of the reasons, and there are several, but one of the reasons that I have been blessed to have the revelation of why God gave us eternity. Can I share that?
Yes, yes. Please, please, please.
God is so deep that it's going to take always and forever in my heat wave voice. Always and forever. It's going to take forever and a day for us to even get in touch with the mind of God. And then we're going to realize there's so much more. So we're going to need eternity just to know God, to come into a better understanding. And then when we get to that point, guess what? We're going to need another eternity to say, God, you are so deep. Can we get an extension on this eternity? And then we're going to be so overwhelmed by the presence of God, because I got a revelation that, you know, you can feel the exhilaration in the place. God is going to emit such a spirit of joy and peace and celebration from his presence. Is out throughout eternity, which will last forever and a day. Woman of God, I know that you've written a book. I want you to, before you go, share with us the details about your book briefly, as much as you please.
Well, the book is called Joy Uniqueness. I'm sorry. Out of My Pain, The Birth of Joy Uniqueness. And the book is pretty much, I only do little snippets of what took place from my childhood to my teenage and into where I am today. And so pretty much talking about child molestation, being raped, dealing with multiple men, just looking for love. The book has been a blessing to many so, you know, now they are able to speak up. They, they're not holding on to the guilt and shame. So it's just like a release. And so there's times where God just had me walk up to people, just giving them the book. You know, I'm just being led by the Spirit. So I'm not looking for to make this like some type of bestseller. No, this book has been birthed to help people to see that they too can be free from the bondages, yes, what the enemy tries to make them to be quiet about, you know, their voice. You know, it's like now it's time for you to just release it, even if you're just releasing it on that paper so that you can just get it out of your system and just so that you can just wake up, you know. And so I'm just so grateful for that that project. And so there's more to come with this book. So there's going to be a deeper revelation that's coming from this book. So I'm just happy about that. So it's more to come. So that's just part one. So there's a part two that's in the works.
Amen. We ain't mad at deep. We want the deep stuff because we know that that's just going to draw us to a more intimate place in God. Where can you be reached?
Yes.
There's going to be people listening to this broadcast. They're going to say, that woman of God, she was on fire, the gospel experience, and she just shared so much that just moved us. She brought that fire. She brought that spirit and energy and love for God. We want her to be a part of our event. Where can you be reached for any speaking engagement? And what are your social media contacts and information, if you did not provide it, on where your book can be purchased? We would appreciate how we can continue to support a sister.
So the book can be purchased on Amazon. My social media is Joyce Kiwana, KIWANAADAMS. You can send me a message. I'll pretty much respond back as the Lord leads. And for any engagement, you can send me an email at info@coachyoruniqueness.com.
Amen. Just simple as that. Woman of God, it's always a pleasure to connect with you. I'm here to support you. I don't care what you're doing. If Jesus got his name on it, just count me in. Any way that I can support and further your ministry work, I'm all for it. Just make sure you keep my name next to whatever. Just whenever you're doing something, just put my name down and then let me know about it later on, and I got you. I'm good. My prayer for you, woman of God, is that God will continue to bless you, keep you, cover you, and move you forward in the beautiful name of Jesus. I look forward to watching you grow in Jesus and invite you to be my special guest whenever you feel moved. I will reserve a special place just for you. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to just say thank you once again for all your support and allow me to come back to be a part of your show. You are truly, truly a God gift to many, right, to this nation. You are truly such an honor. You know, I pray great success over you and your ministry and everything
you.
That you're doing. There are not many like you. You are truly one of the
thank
unique
you.
Ones. we don't look like other people.
Bless you.
So I know that you are truly unique, and I'm just so grateful for the team that God is sending your way.
Amen.
So even when we were talking earlier, yeah, I seen the team that God is sending your way. So you got to be encouraged. So just continue to be encouraged. Great things are coming your way because you're so faithful.
Amen.
You are so faithful,
thank
right?
You.
You don't ask for
amen.
Much. So I need you to understand, God says, ask me,
bless you.
And watch.
Bless you.
Watch me
bless
do
you.
Such
I will
great things
that.
For you.
He's
going to do
I
such great
that.
Things for you. I can't do this right now, Lord. He says, just ask me.
I'm
says,
over here blushing like
me,
it's my birthday,
God.
Woman of God. I feel like it's my birthday.
Yeah.
You got me blushing. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I receive all
yeah.
of that in the beautiful name of Jesus. And I promise you, dear God, as you bless me, I'm going to spread those overflowing
yes,
blessings.
Lord.
If I try to press them down,
thank
shake
you,
them together, I'm going to go find somebody to bless them
oh, yeah.
with the same blessings you bless me. Woman of God, you're beautiful in Jesus. Thank you for joining us. You be blessed. I love you in Jesus. Praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do except love me and pray for me back. Amen.
Yes, amen. Blessings to you.
Amen. Joyce Kiwana Adams was right here, that zealous trailblazer on fire, the gospel experience. Y'all better recognize. I tried to tell y'all, why y'all playing? Y'all already know. I told y'all. I don't bring no lightweights on this podcast. We have room for no lightweights on this broadcast because we're keeping it real for Jesus. We are about to turn the heat up on this fire gospel experience. Don't y'all do nowhere. Sit back in that chair. Get ready to dance. Get ready to get your praise on because we are about to do what we do best, and that's uplift our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do, for all of your tremendous blessings. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you. And we can't thank you enough. Not just with our lips, Lord God, but with our very, very lives. We give you praise. We give you honor in the beautiful name of Jesus. Here we go, y'all. We're about to turn this thing all the way up and give God his just due praise.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Joyce Kiwana Adams, your motivational empowerment speaker, entrepreneur, author, zealous trailblazer, and certainly a born-again believer of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, spiritual healing, and deliverance into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 571-269-1378 or by email at joyuniqueness3@gmail.com. I'm encouraging you also to read my book, Out of My Pain, The Birth of Joy Uniqueness, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and an uplift. You can order my book on amazon.com or you can contact me directly for your autographed copy. Also, please join me on my Anointed Spirit-Filled presentation of Unleash Your Uniqueness, which broadcasts on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live at Joyce Kiwana Adams. If you would like to be a special guest on this Blessed by God platform, then please contact me by email at joyuniqueness3@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Blessings on blessings.
I got a job working for Jesus, oh, through the night and all through the day, yeah, I've got a job, working for Jesus, whatever is right, God said that he would.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. That's why we praise you. Amen. Amen. I can't tell you how many times that song has just kept me inspired to keep on keeping on. This is the segment of the hour on this Fire Gospel Experience, where I invited all of you talented, gifted people that have an encouraging word, inspiration, that have that anointing to speak life into the body of Christ and make the truth known. This is that Shine Artist Spotlight. Amen. Goes right there. All you gifted preachers, pastors, gospel artists, I would love to shine this spotlight on you and let the world know about this awesome godly ministry that God has given you. My special guest is here, awesome man of God. He was introduced to gospel music in 1991 as Scatman of the Abundant Life Fellowship Chorale on the Ty Scott record label. He is a man of God, a writer, co-writer of well-known gospel hits, None But the Righteous, Got to Tell It, Simply Determined, My Soul Says Yes, and numerous others. He has been anointed with the gift of songwriting. He has recorded and written for the late Reverend Donald Vail, Detroit gospel legend, Odelia Dunlap, Dr. Tony Booker, Antonio Clark, and New Mercy, Wanda Nero, but the Lord Jesus, I haven't heard her name in a long time, Lexi, Men of Standard, Evelyn Turrentine Agee, Detroit Woman of God, George Pupon Clinton, yes, he's from Michigan, Dorinda Clark, y'all already know she's from Detroit, and the Clark sisters. You can hear his unique vocals on recordings by Derek Milan and the Peter Rock Mass Choir. I'm trying to tell you, this young man became minister of music for several Detroit area churches. The list of influential Detroit gospel legends include, but is not limited to, Herbert Pickard, Elma Hendrix Parham, and minister Thomas Whitfield, the legendary. Beyond his musical gifts, he is administratively gifted, serving as board of member with the Gospel Music Workshop of America Youth Division. I'm trying to tell y'all, throughout all of the many musical influences, his gift for composing and his love for people has given him the vision to launch the gospel ministry group, which I am happy to introduce. I am happy to let you know that this man of God, Darius Twyman, and Destiny, their sole purpose is to minister to the lost, to encourage and touch the brokenhearted. I'm going to let him continue to share the rest of his amazing life story in our Shine Artist Spotlight. You just heard him singing one of my all-time favorite songs, I've Got a Job, and You Do Too. Without any further ado, man of God, Darius Twyman, my homeboy from Detroit, is here on Fire Gospel. Yes,
he is. Hey. Hey, praise the Lord.
Man of God, what an outstanding resume you have for Jesus and still on the battlefield. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, good brother.
I'm bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for having me. I'm still working for him. I love him, and I can't stop. I can't give up. The benefits are too good, my friend. I can't let it go.
Amen. Listen, I need to let you know that I'm a redhead country boy. I was born where I had to come back home to. I'm in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is a little bitty city,
all
about
right.
40,000 people, about 40 miles south,
yes,
south of Little Rock, Arkansas, so you already know. But look, they took me to Detroit when I was 6 years old. Man, let me tell you something. I went to Lingerman Elementary on the east side, and then I went to Folch Junior High, which is, as you know, right next to Southeastern. And then I went and then I went to Mumford, and then I graduated from Oak Park High because I thought the suburbs would help me get that scholarship. But I am Detroit through and through. I spent 40 years in Detroit, so you already know Detroit will forever be with me. I'm just happy to have people from Detroit being a part of this ministry that God has given me right now. I love Detroit. I always will. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, man of God, that I might have missed in that opening presentation of who you are.
Well, you covered a lot about me, and I'm so grateful that my journey with Christ has been so fulfilling that he has not allowed any gaps to, come in my life without, without tests and trials, of course. But I'm grateful. I'm a husband. I've been married for 20 years. I have three children, Christian, Mariah, and Destiny. I'm saved, sanctified. I love God. I'm a full-time, I'm a counselor by day. I work in higher education at a college. And because I believe that you still need to make your mind, get your mind right. You got to work. You know, it's just not about singing, but it's about preparing yourself so you can, you know, do battle, even in the world. And so I went to school, got my education, and I work at two wonderful ministries in the city of Detroit. I was born at Greater Newmont Moriah Missionary Baptist Church under the pastorage of Dr. Benjamin L. Hooks at the time. And so I came back home to help the ministry there, Pastor Kenneth Flowers. And I also work at, in terms of ministry, at Oak Grove AME Church, Pastor Cindy Rudolph is. So other than that, my friend, you covered everything. God gave me an amazing group of people called Destiny. And we've been together now 25 years, and we're still on the battlefield, like you said. Yes, indeed.
I think that is amazing. You have had the pleasure of working with acclaimed artists, Kirk Franklin, Kirk Carr, Donald Lawrence, Robert Butler, Toffee Cobb, Leonard. I mean, the list goes on and on. Can you share with aspiring gospel artists, having rubbed elbows with some of the most anointed people in gospel music, can you share with aspiring gospel artists what it takes to persevere and to keep the focus to be successful in gospel music?
Well, you know, and this might sound a little weird, and I'm not ever going to downplay anything, but I never sought after being a gospel mega artist. I never sought after looking for all the top names. I just, the Lord allowed me to be at the right place at the right time, because I believe service is key. They end up walking into the arenas that I was already there working, and we develop relationships and rapport and friendships over the years.
Right.
So I say to the young people that are coming forward, just keep God first. I'm working on my book because I went through a series in my life where they counted me out. Dr. Jefferson, I'm going to call you doctor. That's right. They counted back in 2005, I had the gastric bypass because I used to be 436 pounds. And so the Lord allowed me to come. Yeah, I was the full and fabulous scat man back then. And so
I
went through the gastric bypass, man, and I ended up having an infection in my body from it. And I was in ICU for 14 days and in the hospital for 31 days. And preachers and artists and family members came from all over the world. But the crazy thing is that the undertaker showed up at the hospital and offered his condolences to my wife and asked, could he do the service? But the crazy thing is I was literally laying in the bed, and I heard a good friend of mine, Pastor Marvin L. Winans, say, received news that a good friend of mine has gone home to be with the Lord, and I want you all to pray for the family of Brother Darius Twyman. And I was sitting in the bed listening to this. So what I say to everybody today, whose report will you believe?
Jesus.
Huh? To hear you've been counted out. So for all the up-and-coming gospel artists, go through your test, go through your trial, but know your purpose, because you can only sing as loud as you live. And that's the book I'm working on right now. You can only sing as loud as you live. If you're not living those songs that you're writing about, and you're not living the songs that you're singing about, you're just tingling brass, and it means nothing.
Jesus.
But if you know that you know, and make sure that you put the plan of salvation in your music. Just don't sing to encourage the flesh and to encourage to get that little beat, that little bop, because you want everybody to clap with you and rock. Yeah, but they're going to go home the same way. That's not what I do. So I make sure that the music God gives me, that I keep his plan of salvation. I talk about the blood.
Amen.
I talk about the coming.
That's what it's all about.
So that's where I am.
Amen.
That's where I am, man.
Ooh,
I know you didn't bring me over here for all of that, but I'm excited about life. excited about life, man.
Let me tell you something, good brother. I need y'all gospel artists to understand that these platforms were made for y'all because, listen, I know the struggle that so many gospel artists go through to get their music played if you're not contracted music, with a music industry, with music companies.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to have – it's going to be hard to get in, and then radio stations, they're going to want to put a tab on that. But my thing
is
that when you all come with that – Sunday school knowledge that we got when we were children, when you come with them Bible study notes that's still running through your veins, when you come
with all them sermons
that was preached to you on those Sunday praise and worship, you was getting in Jesus and Jesus was getting in you. We heard y'all sing. But when y'all get a chance to be interviewed, y'all can bring scriptures to the conversation and it flows all in one big lump. I love it.
I
need y'all to understand that y'all testimonies are just a confirmation for y'all music ministry. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Man
of God, listen.
Yes, sir.
If you ever desire to come back so that we can sit down and talk about what we need to talk about, like my first guest, where we'll have more time. This is just an iceberg. I'm just shining the artist spotlight on you to wake my listeners up to who you are, so that they can support your ministry, so that they can get your music, so that when that book come out, they'll be reading your book. But I want to come back and sit with another man of God, because I have just almost begged, and I'm begging now, man of God, come to this fire gospel experience so that as men can represent. Because God said it first, Adam, where are you? And there's so many people that are looking for men. Where are we? We need to step up to the plate and come forward so that we can encourage other men to come forward. Listen, good brother.
Amen.
I want to encourage you to get my second book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose, because my spirit was so overwhelmed with where are the men, just like so many single sisters are talking about, where are the men? I'm putting a call out so that we as men can bring a ministry so that we can impact the world for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I support you, my friend.
This is business.
Yes, this is God's business.
Pure gold. Pure gold.
Man,
oh, God, listen. Before
I let you go, your new project, why don't you tell us about it before I play it? Because we're gonna tear the house up with this one.
Amen. Well, the Lord put in my spirit to pose a question to people, because so many of us are just living in the moment. We don't think about sometimes being right until something wrong happens. And so it said, where will you be when I return? The Bible speaks of it that, you know, no man knows the day or the hour when the Lord shall return. You know, 1 Thessalonians talks about how he's going to crack open the sky. But I want to be in that number. And so I want to make my folk aware that, hey, you don't know when he's coming back. So what are you going to be doing? What are we going to catch you in just in case? And so that's what this song verse from. My mama said, hey, give me something I can clap to. Give me something I can rock to on a Sunday morning. And so this particular song, I wrote this song for my mama. It's called Tell Me Where. And it's available everywhere on all digital outlets. And it's actually on my personal label. I started my own label called Character Music. So.
That's what I'm talking about, man of God. I love it. I love it. Listen, there is a program that's on YouTube. I don't know if it's broadcast. It may be on certain cable networks or whatever. But I love watching this particular program called Unsung, where they talk about people that are in the music industry and what happened to their lives. There are very few programs that I watch where there was not some sort of great adversity that broke up the group or ended an artist's career because of one thing or another. People be praying for numbers. People be praying for awards. People be praying for success. And people be praying for money. But I'm going to try to tell you something. It seems like that the majority of those artists, once they got that success that they've been fighting hard to get, they were not prepared for it, man of God. So I
look
at your life and see that there was some sanctified foundation, biblical sanctified foundations that was laid in your life so that you would be able to stand when the wind blew and when the storm came.
Sir.
You were able to withstand adversity and then build your own music industry yourself. I love that about you, man of God, and I appreciate you.
Bless you.
Listen, Where can you be contacted? I don't know if it's virtual.
You can find me.
I don't know. I don't know if somebody wants you to come to their church for real and have COVID restrictions
Amen.
In place. But where can you be contacted and reached in case someone wants to collaborate with you in a kingdom way and your all of your social
Amen.
Media contacts as well as your music? Where
Amen.
Can your music be purchased and downloaded?
Amen. Amen. Well, you can contact me at Darius Twyman on Facebook. You can just find it, Darius Twyman. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Twyman, T-W-Y-M-A-N, on Twitter, Darius Twyman, the number one, on Instagram, Mr. Darius Twyman, Mr. Period,
Mr.
Darius Twyman. Yes, sir. I want him to know it's a real man here. Come on now. Mr. Darius Twyman.
Amen.
You could, yeah, and all my music that the Lord has given us is available on all digital outlets. I actually even have CDs, so if you reach out to me
good.
Through my DM or through Instant Messenger, I'll be more than happy to forward you a CD. I have Cash App, Money Sign, Darius Twyman, so we can do all of that because the Bible speaks of it, in business be men. And so we want to make sure
That's
that
right.
we handle business accordingly and expeditiously.
Amen. I love it, good brother. You representing
yes,
the man of Christ very well. You keep
yes,
doing
sir.
What you're doing.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate
yes,
the
sir.
Kingdom connection that
Thank
we
you.
Have. Let it last till Jesus
yes, sir.
Come get us and take us home. How about that, good brother?
How about that? How about that?
Amen. We
yes,
don't do it just
and
like
thank
that.
You so much for your faith.
Go
I
ahead.
Want to say to you, Brother Ron, thank you so much for this platform, man. You may not get all of the accolades and everything that you deserve, but I've been watching you from afar, man, ever since you reached out to me some time ago, and I appreciate the ministry
yeah.
and the purpose that God has placed in your life, man. And don't you get discouraged at all, man. What you're doing is effective and effective
Amen.
And affecting the
Amen.
Body of Christ and the world, man. So you keep going. Dr. Fire is hot. Come on
Amen.
With it.
Amen. Amen. I'm reaching out, and I'm giving you a big man hug right now. Thank you, good brother. Those
my
words
man, my
were
man.
Just as much as an award right there. Whenever y'all tell
Bless
me
you.
That this is doing what God called it to do, and I appreciate the compliment, I'm an honorary doctor
yes,
as far as you're concerned. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I love you. I love you in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And people don't know. It's man of God, tell me if I'm right or wrong. If you grow up in Detroit, you can make it anywhere.
Anywhere. I don't care what you say, Doc. I'm a West Side Dexter Davidson guy. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Linwood. You can make it anywhere. Yes, sir.
That I tried to tell you. Gratiot Avenue.
Yes.
Charlevoix.
Come on, Doc.
St. Jean.
Come on.
Jefferson Avenue.
Come on.
I'm trying to tell you.
Come on.
If you grew up in Detroit, and I've heard people say this. They said the people that I knew from Detroit, it seemed like they were just a little bit more on point than everybody else. And I'm trying to tell you, I don't know what it is.
I hear you.
But yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man of God, looking forward to you. I want you to know you have an open invitation to come back to this platform. We can just talk about whatever God put in our spirit. It don't have to be nothing special.
Amen.
But God going to make it special
Amen.
Right there. So I appreciate
Amen.
You in
yes,
Jesus.
Sir.
Keep doing what you're doing. Love you in Jesus, good brother.
Likewise.
Thank you for joining me
Love
on Fire the Gospel Experience. That's what I'm talking about.
Your brother.
Men
yes,
of
sir.
God. Don't y'all know iron sharpens iron? It just blesses my heart. I'm trying to tell y'all, when godly men get together, it makes a difference. It sets a different atmosphere. I thank God for all of the women that have held down the fort, that have taken up positions and places that they wish men were there to support them and be there for them. But I'm here just to let y'all know because, see, we men, we grew up with so many lies that's being taught to us. We had to find Jesus to overcome all of that misinformation that we had been raised to believe. And when I find a fellow brother like my man of God, Darius Twyman, that knows who he is in God, has no shame about his faith in God, loves Jesus more than his very own life himself, don't y'all know that that empowers me even more? That confirms the man of God that I am whenever I come into contact with another man of God. So let us be about the business of fellowshipping together and build this kingdom of God. Here's man of God on my shine out of spotlight, Darius Twyman. He did this for his mama, but he really did it for God as well as you and I too. He's going to let you know.
Tell me where, because I promise you, that's what I want to know too.
Hey! Listen, it's time to go back and have some old school church. Matter of fact, I wrote this song for my mama. Hey, listen. Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Now tell me where, where.
Tell me where,
where. Where will I be when the Lord comes for me? Will I be lying in my grave or standing with hands raised? Will I be walking down the street looking for some lost soul to meet? I'm wondering. Tell me where, where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Where will I be when the Lord comes for me? Sitting at a table, saying, God, I wonder, 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 wondering, yeah.
Everyone, I am TV radio host, author, and choreographer, Apostle Sherita Lovelace. I am called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship, praise, or even a spoken word for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 404-295-7367 or by email at SheritaLovelace@gmail.com. Listen, please join me for the Triumphant Show with Sherita Lovelace on Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will be blessed with my anointed special guest and myself in some relevant spiritual conversations. Right now, you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Holy, I'll forever give you praise.
is praise, and we give you honor. We give you glory. We lift you high with no shame in our game, because it ain't a game that we playing. We give it God our just due highest praise, not just with our lips, but from our hearts and from our lives. Thank you, woman of God, Karen Zella Sevier, for that new music. Your name is praise, and we do give you our highest praise. We are embracing from the word of God, Joshua 1, verses 16 and 17, for your spiritual uplift, which reads, then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses in verse 17, they said, so will we obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Have you ever confronted someone that gave you their word, whether a promise, commitment, repayment of a loan, and then they acted lost with the case of amnesia, or even upset that you had the audacity to speak up to them? Well, there are times when we may be overcome with sweeping emotions of some sort and carried away with the tide of jubilation. When we write checks with our mouths, our actions and lives can't cash. Y'all know the saying. I just cleaned it up for the church folks. The children of Israel were in the desert for many years, 40, when facing their leader Joshua at the verge of entering into the promised land of God to Abraham as well as themselves. Joshua 1 and 10 says, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. Get yourself ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. But beloved, as Joshua gave the people their orders, we too should be mindful and remember the orders from God, his holy word, and our leaders, to not just hear, but as advisements, to do those very things as God's holy ambassadors. Joshua knew the promises of God on how he would show us the vision and territory to be conquered for his glory and our possessions. Are we prepared is the question. Are we willing to bring along our provisions of faith? Read his word. Bring our gifts, talents, and abilities to go into foreign atmospheres in our age, day, and time, where there is no light to bear and be that instrument, means in our home, neighborhoods, jobs, schools, wherever. We don't believe by faith that this world will politely surrender over their humanistic and carnal influences without a fight. So we're called to take up our faith and go forward in faith in God to undo and overthrow those ungodly ways, influences, and those social customs and trends that offend our holy God. Verse 16 says, they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. How many times children of Israel swayed back and forth between two opinions? We have also been guilty of probably having the right and good intentions at those precarious times that we spoke up loudly with reinforcement to only see later when it's time to back up what we spoke, to see no wind, no breeze in ourselves of our self-imposed disappointment. In the words of our great queen and mother, Maya Angelou, when we know better, we should do better. So before we raise our hands in the spirit of volunteerism and sign our name with the list of others would-be their folks, take a quick selfie moment and ask yourself very simply, am I really sincere? Do I really mean what I'm saying I will do? If not, sit still and be still, because first of all, God already knew before you did speak up that you didn't mean it. Verse 17 says, according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto you.
Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Now that verse kind of threw me for a loop at first, but after I reread it, it says, only the Lord thy God be with thee. Seemed like the people would have said, only the Lord our God be with thee, as he was with Moses. I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm saying. Maybe that was the issue that maybe eventually contributed to their falling back so many ways, so many times. But the people responded in the affirmative, which may have been a contrived loophole that we pray that our leaders be in oneness in God. Please don't have us on some sanctified wild goose chase, ladies. We trust God to lead you, to lead us, or some ego-building empire campaign for a self-endorsed ministry. It's not about building up individuals in ministry. It's about letting God build us up to glorify and honor him. And then finally, verse 18 says, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him. This is the people's speaking, now the same people. He shall be put to death, only be strong and of good courage. Now, the men of Israel were so committed at that time that they even pronounced a death sentence to all those who would not follow through on the word given by Joshua. They were putting it on themselves. Unfortunately, their history, just like so many of ours, did not cooperate with their words. But God was listening. So, beloved, we must be careful to say what we mean and mean what we say, like the elders used to always tell us. This is about our life, death, and eternal living with God. So let us make up our minds before the words even come out of our mouths. Be tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. We just love you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you the honor that you so rightly deserve. Amen. Goes right there. We just love you, Jesus. We are going to let you know this. Every chance that you give us with our very lives, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Listen, I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, that zealous trailblazer that you all know so well, talking about Joyce Kiwana Adams. I couldn't even get it out because a woman of God had me so fired up and so blessed that I was just still excited just to speak her name. And then man of God came in right on time. My homeboy from Detroit, Darius Twyman, came in with such enthusiasm. He has such a phenomenal ministry. You all support these people that are bringing on the Fire Gospel Experience so that you all can be blessed. I want to thank all of you listeners. I pray God will continue to bless you. You can pull up any of my archives, Fire Gospel Experience. I'm on YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson. You can go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60. I'm on Instagram. I'm blessed to be on iHeartRadio. And then one of my all-time favorite collaborators from the very beginning, Positive Power 21 Christian Media. That's right there on Facebook. You can just pull up any of these Fire Gospel Experience ministry archive shows and then bless them with somebody. Share them. I'm not trying to build up a big name. All I'm trying to do is just honor God with the life that he has given me, and that's good enough for me. Amen. If you want to send support financially, a donation would be greatly appreciated. Cash App is $ Ron E. Fire 60. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to leave you with these final words. Prosperity is not determined by how much you have, but by how little you need. And those words come from Bishop Dale T. Brown. He's in the house. So I leave y'all with Man of God, Hurricane Maine, and his support, Man of God, Stan Lackey. Don't y'all know if you do God's will, he'll choose you. And that's what Hurricane Maine and Stan Lackey are rapping and singing about. He chose me. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Until next time, you are covered in the blood and you are victorious. So if you don't believe it, I just spoke it over your life. Amen. Goes right there.
He chose me.
Man, that's what's up, Stan. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm glad we got together on this track, man. We can go ahead and uplift these people down and out. Because he chose us. We lift me up.
I'm crying,
I'm crying,
I'm weary,
I'm weary, Lord.
I'm praying, I know
I'm praying,
you hear me. He chose me,
he chose
to lift you up.
I lift you up, I lift you up.
He chose me,
he chose me,
he chose me,
he chose me
to lift you up. He chose me,
he chose
me to lift you up.
I lift you up.
I'm crying,
I'm crying,
I'm weary,
I'm weary,
I'm praying, I know you.
He chose me
to lift you up.
From an OG to that 1G to the OD, that's who guides me and provides me positivity. Though I hit many walls up in these streets, but my head made mistakes, made a better me. Got these words from above, so now I can see that if I work hard, I might get burnt. Another wrong turn, another lesson learned. They tell me I couldn't make it, but I ain't gon' listen. Hard-headed and I'm focused. I'm on a real mission to lead the following. So come and follow me as I take you to a better place. But no, not physically, but in your mind frame. Because the way you think, gon' set up everything. And I ain't gon', it ain't gon' tell you wrong. So keep on keeping on. So many blessings from above that will keep me strong.
He chose me,
he chose me,
he chose me to lift you up, he chose me.
He chose
me to lift you up.
I'm crying,
I'm weary,
I'm
praying, I know you.
He chose
me to lift you up.
Don't think I'm tall, don't think I'm weak, that's why they told y'all. I'm a real fighter, I'm one of God's soldiers. Don't hesitate to bust back if you roll up. Little man, I'm human, so I ain't perfect. I can hold a grudge just like the next man. Never try to sell what's a better man. Just trying to do me and make it to the promised land. You see, two hands is better than one hand. So if we join hands, we gon' keep climbing. And we gon' keep shining. And I'ma keep rhyming. So please define it. Faith in his name, good timing. Lord, I ain't playing games. So if I get fame, I'ma make it rain on somebody, break them out the pain. I know you misjudge, but they don't understand. Just keep on praying for guidance, I know that you can win. Yeah, you a champion, let's do this thing then.
I know he chose me. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ooh. God chose me. Hurricane, he chose me. Yeah.
He chose
me, he chose
me,
to lift you up, he chose me.
He chose
me to lift you up. I'm crying,
I'm
weary,
I'm
praying, I know.
He chose
me to lift you up.